going through memories of Goblins Green, where I grew up from probably about 5 to my teens, 15, for 10 years. It was one of 5 cul-de-sacs off Broadwater Road. Goblins Green was the centre. We all played together in the centre of the court. It had a road which opened out into a circle in the interior, and then there was a square patch of sort of hard-packed earth, really. There was nothing much there, and then the houses all around it. We used the road, play games. We used Mrs. Looney, and we used her big end wall to play two-ball. She must have gone crazy because it was her living room. But the dear woman never... She did come out and complain now and again, but not like she could have done. And, you know, you'd go, 1, 2, 3, you Larry me and my sister Mary. And so we played two-ball. We learned to ride a bicycle, two-wheel bicycle, on Dorothy Oliver's bike. She had a bike before anybody else. She came from one of the better off families, and she had this two-wheeler. And we all learned, well, no, those that wanted to, learned to ride on Dorothy Oliver's bicycle. Yeah. And then we had a Belgian migrant from the war, Betty she was, and she was really on a large scale, Betty. I mean, tall. She was well built, and we always used to do our plays in her back garden. We made up plays and we made a stage. Next door to me, Mrs. Russell, they had a newspaper business, and their daughter Joyce married an Irishman, and he won the Irish sweepstake. This is towards the end of the war, or even at the end of the war. And so they had a great deal of money. Mm. And Giles and I, my brother and I, had the first ride in a Rolls Royce up and down the street. And the Rolls Royce had one of those little oval windows at the back. I can just remember looking out at the back of this window. So there were playing fields. And there was a swings, there was a seesaw, and a sort of marked out football field. So that was our playground. And then beyond that, there was a ditch with trees and shrubs in which we played cowboys and indie bums and so on in there. And then beyond that was the railway land with great long grass which has never been touched. So you could lie there and just think yourself all alone and look at the clouds and imagine you were floating on the clouds. And then there was the railway bank with the 20 miles... to London, just 20 miles on it, and you'd sit on the fence there and watch the trains go by. And there were strawberries on the bank, there were blackberries, and it was just a wonderful playground. Mm. There was a great sort of camaraderie in that little... they had a wonderful bonfire on the hard road at the end of the day. And I can remember hanging out of the window when we were supposed to be in bed, all our kids, and all the grown-ups were sitting around the fire singing... you know, this slightly naughty song, Romeo in the clover. Yes, it was a great time.
I loved air modelling. I made model aircraft right the way up to my 20s. There was a club in Welling Garden City, yes, but it was a very informal affair. There was a chap called Smith who lived in Newfields, and we used to there were about 6 or 8 of us who, you know, used to go and sit in his kitchen.
The ones with the elastic band?
Well, in the early days it was elastic bands, but in no time I had engines, diesel engines and special engines. In fact, I've still got them all. There must be about, I don't know, 10, 12 miniature diesel engines and CO2 engines. And well, because you're always looking for a decent field, and where you could fly. And we used to fly down on in one of the fields near Mill Green early on. But on the big field that the Norman Land Common
at Wheathamstead,
was vast, and there were all sorts of people turned up there. I can remember really old men bringing a model out and starting the engine and throwing it in the air and watching it go. And of course, some had radio control and some didn't. But the common was just alive with people. Mm. We used to use fly control line, where you had two wires on the handle, and you could control the aeroplane flying up and down. And you went round in great big circles, and you could make it fly right over the top. And on one occasion, we were in one of Sally Nose Fields, you know, in Nose Farm. It was one of the Page boys. He flew it in a big, because the wind was blowing. When the wind's coming at you and the aircraft's there, it tends to blow you back, and so you need to keep the wires taut, so you move back. And he did that, and then he did a wing over. So, the aircraft went right over the top, down like that, straight across the power line. And there was a God almighty blue flag. Plane flew off, but the handle that you had the wires attached to were plastic. And the electrical charge must have gone between the three wires on the pylon, and he wasn't hurt at all.